Getting outside without being caught was easy, even without using any invisibility spells, which Mendenbar considered cheating. Willen was the only one who might have objected, and he was at the other end of the castle somewhere. Mendenbar sneaked past two maids and the footman at the front door anyway, just for practice. He had a feeling he might want to do a lot of sneaking in the near future, especially if Willen was going to start fussing about Queen Alexandra's daughters again. Once he had crossed the main bridge over the moat and reached the giant trees of the enchanted forest, he let himself relax a little, but not too much. The enchanted forest had its own peculiar rules, and even the king was not exempt from them. If he drank from the wrong stream and got turned into a rabbit, or accidentally stepped on a slowstone, he would have just as much trouble getting back to normal as anyone else. He still remembered how much bother it had been to get rid of the donkey's ears he had gotten by eating the wrong salad when he was 8. Of course, now that he was king of the enchanted forest, he had certain privileges. Most of the creatures that lived in the forest would obey him, however reluctantly, and he could find his way in and out and around without even thinking about it. He could use the magic of the forest directly, too, which made him as powerful as any 3 wizards and a match for all but the very best enchanters.
"Magic makes things much simpler,"
Mendenbar said aloud. He looked around at the bright green moss that covered the ground, thick and springy as the finest carpet, and the huge trees that rose above it, and he smiled. Pleasant as it looked, without magic he wouldn't have wanted to wander around it alone. Magic came naturally to the kings of the enchanted forest. It had to. You couldn't begin to do a good job of ruling such a magical kingdom unless you had a lot of magic of your own. The forest chose its own kings, and once it had chosen them, it gave them the ability to sense the magic permeating the forest, and an instinct for using it. The kings all came from Mendenbar's family, for no one else could safely use the sword that did the choosing. But sometimes the crown went to a second son or a cousin instead of to the eldest son of the king. Mendenbar considered himself lucky to have followed his father onto the throne. Uneasily, he glanced back toward the castle, then shook his head.
"Even a king needs a day off once in a while. And it's not as if they need me for anything urgent."
He turned his back and marched into the trees, determined to enjoy his holiday. For a few minutes, he strolled aimlessly, enjoying the cool, dense shadows. Then he decided to visit the green glass pool. He hadn't been there for a while, and it was one of his favorite places. He thought about using magic to move himself there in the blink of an eye, but decided against it.
"After all, I wanted a walk, and the pool isn't that far away."
He set off briskly in the direction of the pool. An hour later, he still hadn't reached it, and he was beginning to feel a little cross. The forest had shifted twice on him, each time moving the pool sideways or backward, so that not only was it farther away than it had been, it was in a different direction as well. It was almost as if the forest didn't want him to find the place. If he hadn't been the king of the enchanted forest, Mendenbar would never have known he was going the wrong way.
"This is very odd,"
Mendenbar said, frowning.
"I'd better find out what's going on."
Normally, the enchanted forest didn't play this sort of game with him. He checked to make sure his sword was loose in its sheath and easy to draw if he needed it. Then he lifted his hand and touched a strand of magic floating invisibly beside his shoulder. All around him, the huge tree trunks blurred and faded into gray mist. The mist thickened into a woolly fog, then vanished with a suddenness that always surprised him no matter how many times he did the spell. Blinking, he shook his head and looked around.